It's time now for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by McDonald's Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by More Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to the Coach's Corner 2012 program. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey. Good to be back in the saddle here for WLEW Sports. On today's show, we are being joined by the Ubley Bearcats head coach, Dave Kaufman. He's entering his second year at the helm of the Bearcats. And coming off a 9-2 season, where they got all the way to the district finals in the playoffs, falling short to New Lothrop 8-21. It only seems like yesterday, but that was actually 283 days ago. And now with a little bit cooler temperatures, I know 70s, it's really cold out there. It is on the cusp of high school football in the Thumb. The best season of all. Football season. Stick around right after the break here. We're going to be catching up with Dave Kaufman, the head coach of the Ubley Bearcats, right after this on WLEW Sports Coach's Corner. We'll be back after this.
Come to More Motor Sales in Carroll for this summer clearance event. Save on Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. The 2013s are arriving daily, and right now that means great savings on the 2012s. Buy a Dodge Grand Caravan for under $22,000. See the all-new Dodge Dart for as low as $15,995. Plus, we also have the 2013 Ford Escape, a winner in the segment of small crossover utility with athletic driving dynamics and plenty of useful high-tech features. All now at More Motor Sales. M81 in Carroll.
Hey, to all you cheapskates out there, I'm talking to you. As one of the cheapest guys I know, let me tell you, I can get great tasting food in Bad Axe dirt cheap. I just left Chiller's Grill in the old Dairy Queen building at the north end of Bad Axe with a bacon cheeseburger combo meal and only paid $2.78. Now let me tell you again, that's a juicy bacon cheeseburger, fries, and a 24-ounce fountain drink of my choice for just $2.78 out the door. And it's that price every day between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Now, as far as taste, I love it. So why don't you give them a try and keep more money in your pocket? Chiller's Grill, north side of Bad Axe.
Joining me on the phone right now is the head coach for the Ubley Bearcats for the 2012 campaign. Dave Kaufman is joining us today. Dave, how are you?
Hey, not too bad.
Thank you for being on the Coach's Corner program with us. Well, let's look into it. Last year, you ended up as a regular overall 9-2, and now the big thing popping out at me right now is on average you scored a little over 28 points a game and only gave up a little less than 9, and of those, 5 in the regular season were shutouts. In only 2 games in the regular season, you allowed your opponents to score in double digits. Take us through last year.
Well, last year, you know, we had a really good group of seniors that, you know, were a good group of, you know, just hard-working group of kids. They were, you know, for us being our first year of coaching, it was kind of nice coming into that. The one thing about last year that did hurt us a little bit, you know, we had a lot of kids end up getting hurt through the year, but we had a lot of them seniors and juniors that weren't expected to get a lot of playing time that come through and played really good ball for us.
Speaking of that group of seniors, who did you lose to graduation?
I lost Josh White. You know, he was a 3-year starter at tackle and defensive end, and lost Jason Kaufman. He was a 2-year starter at, you know, running back and linebacker. We lost Austin Drake, who was our quarterback. Lost Josh Kabotsky, who was a guard, defensive end. Lost Brian White and in the secondary, and Mike Lautner, you know, center. You know, that group there was, you know, they had played the year before. They had went 9-0 in one district, and they all had played. And so that, you know, last year made it easy for us coming in with all that senior leadership.
Having said that, who's coming back this year to fill those key positions, including your quarterback spot there?
Well, this year at the quarterback spot, we'll have Nick Sweeney. So far, you know, he's looked really good, you know, that first week of practice. He's maybe a little bit faster than Austin. You know, he didn't have as much experience as he had had, but we're looking for big things out of him this year. We got Curtis Booms back at offensive end. He started there last year and played. He's one of the guys that had to step in when we had an injury at the linebacker spot that last 4 or 5 games and did really well for us. So we're expecting big things out of him. And Sky Grifka would have been the other one that got substantial playing time last year at tackle and guard. So, you know, other than that, it's going to be all new faces on that starting lineup for us.
Now, how many people are on your squad this year?
We have 18 right now.
It's time for one more break on the Coach's Corner. We'll be back with more of Dave Coppin right after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 8 years. You have the right to choose. So make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe.
We are on the phone right now with Ubley's head coach, Dave Coppin, leading the Bearcats in his second season. We've asked about the players. How is the head coach doing, having a little more experience in the varsity on his belt now?
Well, it's a little easier this year. Last year was, we weren't expected to be that, we were thinking Bill was still going to do it. When he stepped down, myself and Chuck, we had our hands full. But luckily, we had a good group of kids to work with. And now, this year coming in, it's our second year at it, and it's not as scary as what we thought it was going to be.
Well, that's very comforting, at least for you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, this year, how's practice been going so far?
When it has been raining, been very nice. Thursday and Friday in that downpour, it was tough, but we got to get our conditioning in, and the kids have been working hard, and so far so good. And with this group of kids, we've got to stay away from injuries. We won't have a lot of depth like we had last year, and we may have to tone practices down a little bit just to keep us injury free.
Now, what's the key for this year's team?
Well, for one thing, we've got to stay injury free. That is the main thing. Like I said, we don't have a lot of depth. We've got some young kids moved up. Some young sophomores that we're going to expect a lot from them. And as fast as they grow, will be a lot to depend on how we do. We've got some, even though they're seniors, they didn't get a lot of playing time last year. It's going to depend on a lot on how them kids grow this year. We start out right away with USA, and they should be a lot better than last year, so I expect big things from them this year, so it's going to be a tough game to start out with for us.
And let's lean right into that. You are on the road at USA to start out your season, and then after that, you're at Brown City. Now,
yeah.
Going right into league play in week two, take us through that.
Yeah, we start out with USA, and then we end up, going over to Brown City, and Brown City was a pretty good team last year. We end up beating them, but they were tough, and they had one of the best JV teams around. I think they did go undefeated. So I mean, that tells you they got some good kids coming up. That's going to make it tough for us to go down there and at Brown City.
What are your thoughts on Memphis? You play them in week three at home. Obviously, the new to the GTC East this year.
Yeah, right now I really don't know anything about Memphis. I'm worried more about that USA game first, and getting ready for that scrimmage, and like I said last year, we've got to take it one game at a time. If we start looking to week three, week four, we'll be in trouble. But as for Memphis, I really don't know anything. I know they were in the NCTL last year, and that's about all I know.
Well, seeing as I'm broadcaster, and my job is to hype up as much as possible, I'm looking down at week six here. And there's a very familiar name as far as the state championships go. You're playing Marion at home on September 28th. How did this come about?
Well, we end up losing Mayville, they dropped out of our league. I think everybody in our league was searching for games, and it it gets kind of tough, you know, trying to find teams to play, and they just happen to have an opening, you know, week six like us, and we got a hold of them, and they decide to play us. So, and as of right now, I know nothing about them either.
Well, you're definitely taking week by week, which is good.
Yes.
And then you close out this last 3 weeks at Harbor Beach, and then home two games, Bay City All Saints, and then home Bad Axe. What's your overall feel for the season?
You know, if when myself and Chuck Wright have talked, if we can get through these first 2 weeks, you know, and do all right, you know, and get these young kids going, I think we'll be fine. You know, for league play, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be Harbor Beach. You know, that's going to be the team to beat in our league, and I just think everybody else is going to battle out for that number two spot.
Well, best of luck to you. Last year you went 9-2. I expect to see you on top of the league, at least up to top or echelon. Per usual, Ubley Bearcats, a perennial power as far as football goes. Now, Ubley is starting a soccer team this year. Has that affected your numbers at all?
No. They started one, but I'm not sure if that ended up going through. I know they were trying to get it, and they may end up co-oping with Bad Axe. You know, but so far, you know, the ones that we had expected to come out have all come out.
Well, that's good to hear.
So we didn't lose any so far to soccer.
Well, excellent. Well, best of luck to you, Dave, on your season. We'll be broadcasting you throughout the season on WLIW. Best of luck to you, and stay injury-free.
Thank you very much, and we're going to try.
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
That's going to wrap up today's edition of the Coach's Corner on WLIW Sports. Ubley edition with Dave Kaufman joining us. Thank you to Dave once again. Last year they went 9-2. Only time will tell how they do this year. Last year they started out the season with 4 straight wins, a loss to Harbor Beach, and then rattled off 5 more, working all the way into the playoffs. Ubley's first game, August 24th at USA at 7 p.m. Up next on the Coach's Corner will be the head coach from Harbor Beach. Troy Schelke will be joining us, but you'll have to wait till tomorrow on WLEW, your home for high school football and the Coach's Corner. I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you tomorrow.
Coach's Corner has been brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center in the Northgate Shopping Center, Bad Axe, by Narayan Physical Therapy of Bad Axe and Carroll, by Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, the minivan capital of the Thumb, and by Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe, the new hotspot of the high school sports world.